Good morning to Big Show's on the radio. Hang on.
All right, listen, you mugs. It's time to button your yaps, see? I'm trying to listen to these two clowns, John Boy and Billy, on the Big Show. Yeah, the Big Show. It's big, see? Bigger than big. It's enormous, see? He's adorable.
June 17th, and whole crew in here: John Boy and Billy, Pillars, Randy, Andy behind the glass, Jackie, Marcy, our little Tater on the widescreen.
Hootie hoo.
All right, y'all. Let's see. Got the national days we got going on. National Apple Strudel Day.
Yeah.
Strudel, is that just the crust where you cut it up in squares? And
you remember helmets?
Yeah, helmets. Yeah.
Yeah,
old helmet. Everybody making his strudel. He's a German dude, we knew.
One of the best interviews we ever did, and we weren't even on the air. I remember that.
It's National Eat Your Vegetables Day. Good time to eat your vegetables, man. A garden just coming in. Got some squash and down to peppers, green peppers, cabbage.
You know what I got growing wild at my place now?
Growing wild? What was it?
Two little bushes about 15 years ago, and now red raspberry bushes have just overtaken.
Hmm. Ooh, red raspberries.
Yeah, but you can't get to them. Because you got to get through all the dang
vines
to get to it.
I got some wild blackberry bushes growing on the farm, man. That was good, man. Just ride around and spot them bad boys. Yeah. All right, good. It's National Stewart's Root Beer Day. Very popular brand of root beer. And National Cherry Tart Day. And National Mascot Day. Has anybody but Randy been a mascot for their job? In there, no.
You know, I don't know if you call it a mascot, but years and years ago, I worked as a bouncer in a disco in Kalamazoo called The Lighthouse. Mm. And my third night on the job, Steve Osnowich comes up to me and he goes, "Okay, you're on." I go, "What am I doing?" He goes, "Go into the closet and put on the disco duck costume." And I said, "What?" He goes, "Were you not told?" I said, "No." He goes, "We're going to play Disco Duck, and you got to go out there. It's your turn. You got to go out there on the dance floor and dance with people dressed as a duck." I said, "Hell yeah." So I went out there, and I hit that floor, man. And you could do anything because you're in a duck costume. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
I will tell you, I was also Scooby-Doo before becoming a chicken.
Oh, really?
At Carowinds.
Uh-huh.
And girls... Well, they put their hands all over you when you're in the
Amen,
in the costume.
Brother. Amen. That ain't a drumstick, but you're getting close.
See, Miller's tossing somebody in the duck outfit.
Believe me, I have wings. So, you know, so I was out there.
Nice.
Sometimes I touched things on purpose. Sometimes I didn't.
He was probably wilder than your Scooby-Doo at Carowinds.
Oh, I guarantee you. I had my tail torn off by an 8-year-old.
And then he got the job at Carowinds.
Nice. All right. Well, let's appreciate mascots all day today. That's the plan. All right. We got our 3 days in history saved up. We'll get our first prize pack out and get you ready for Outburst. Wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack this morning. How about a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit in that John Boy and Billy bucket? Of course, Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. Check them out at thebigshow.com. Look at our 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories. So it's June 17th. It was 1993. A local crook stole 2 security cameras from a Brooklyn bank. Police knew who it was because the last pictures both cameras took showed him unscrewing them from the wall. Not fast enough. It was also on this date in 01, after routinely tardy students claimed they didn't have alarm clocks, St. James Primary School in Gorton, England, handed out free alarm clocks to any students that wanted them. Since then, school officials say students arrive a lot earlier and are much more consistent. So they were telling the truth.
Yeah, I tried that. Remember, I bought you several alarm clocks. Every time he was like, "That stupid alarm clock you bought me, it didn't go off again."
And the rabbit chewed.
Did you buy
me
that one that vibrates and it falls off the table? You're supposed to get up and chase it down around the room.
Chase it around the room. Yeah,
that was me.
Tater gave you that.
That was you, Tater.
Yeah. It hides from you, so you can't turn it off until you're fully awake. Yeah.
I gave you one that had a little helicopter. The alarm was on the helicopter, and when the alarm goes off, it would fly in the room, and you have to hunt for it.
It would fly alarm clock.
Yeah, you gave it to one of the kids.
All right. Okay, well, finally, it was on this day. No wait, a fifth severed foot is found on Vancouver beaches by police.
A fifth?
Yes, what? A fifth. So the first 2 feet washed up on the beach in August of 07, with the third and fourth arriving in February and May of 08. Now, most of the feet that were found had running shoes on.
By the way,
listen to that for our date in history, running shoes. So, and as of 2010, at least 10 feet were found between Vancouver in Canada and Washington State in the U.S. There were no obvious explanations found for the feet, but many different theories prevailed, including that the feet belonged to mafia victims.
Take his feet off. I've never heard that in a mob movie.
I know. And then some said maybe it was the Asian tsunami victims or people missing from a 05 plane crash.
Yeah, wow.
That's wild. There's some, and you know this. I know that. I can't tell you how I know this.
Here we go.
Now, is my buddy police deal. But the soles of your feet, that's the only thing that won't get eaten in the ocean.
Really?
Yeah, just the soles. Because I guess it's just real tough. Huh. I'm like that.
It's the stories.
This will be useful. You wait and see. Years from now, this is some turn of events is going to happen. You're going to wait a minute. I know that.
We found Mr. Isley in the ocean. The only thing missing were the soles of his feet. Right. So he's a liar.
All right. Well, there's our category. So, all right, that's done. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. We play Outbursts next. Good Thursday morning. Big Show is on the radio. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. Everything you need to know about women in 30 seconds.
Pretty much kind of sums it up. Yeah.
Check it out. Make a visit to thebigshow.com. We're here to help. Hey, right now. Good night, Thursday. Winning again.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
And say hey to Judy from New Tazewell, Tennessee.
We'll have a big show time.
Judy.
I knew it.
Good morning, Judy.
Morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, baby, let's get to this.
You knew it. I bet Judy knew it way before.
Judy. Yeah. You ever heard that before, Judy?
Andy Griffith Show, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, now, throw your fingers up.
I'm going to walk like Chester in a minute. Hold on.
All right, you guys. Come on, you guys. Let's go, you guys.
All right, Judy, here we go, baby. Category number one in 5 seconds. Three places you have security cameras. Ready? Go.
Store, school, and
I don't know what the last one was, but I'll take it. It was
a lot going on. Yeah.
All right. Okay, Judy, here we go. We need three places you need to be on time. Ready, go.
Work, doctor's appointment.
Doggone it. Yeah, well, we tried to help you fudge here. And quite. All right, Judy. Let's see. Jackie, pick Judy out something for a consolation prize.
There's nothing left on Billy's side of the aisle.
No.
Not even an empty cup, a coffee cup. Somebody took that.
Right.
Well, Judy, we appreciate you playing. You continue to wake up, all right?
All right.
Rapper. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side, our time capsule for this June 17th, the one for our early risers on Thursday morning. Here it comes.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
I told you, anytime you come around the New York area...
Will you take care of us?
I'm going to have to, because both of you will get killed if you go by yourself.
Yeah, see, normally when somebody says, if you come to New York, I'll take care of you.
Come on over. I got some people...
It involves two guys in a big Eldorado.
Yeah, this is my friend Tony. Don't worry about nothing. Get in the car. We'll see you later. You better tell Randy you're going to be late for Monday's show, though, okay?
It's like hanging out with, you know, Donnie Brasco or something.
Yeah, did you see that movie?
Yeah, I actually saw that one.
I mean, it was incredible. It was like talking to my family.
Is that right?
Because every other word was, well, forget about it. Yeah. Hey, well, forget about it. Hey, well, forget about it. Because if you look that up in the dictionary, it says, see, bada bing, bada boom.
Right. Yeah.
So forget about it. What does that mean?
What do you need for it to mean?
Forget about it. Don't worry about it. It means anything you want it to mean.
It's like in other aloha words, can mean hello, goodbye. It's like,
yes.
Yeah.
It could mean, in other words, you could say to someone, you have a good time last night? Oh, forget about it.
So it's like the Yankee equivalent of duh-huh, basically.
It means unbelievable. It means... Don't worry about it. It means it's none of your business.
I mean, shut up.
Yeah, shut
get
up.
Get out of my face.
You know, sometimes it actually means forget about it.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes it means, Randy, just get out of this. Sometimes it means that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Jeez, help me, Lord.
I like Brooklyn phrase. All right, bada bing, bada boom. That means.
That means forget about it.
That means forget about it.
It's like a loop we're caught in here.
I have no idea. Really, I tried to. And here's another thing Brooklyn people say. Not for nothing.
Not for nothing.
Hey, you know, not for nothing, but, you know, that don't make no sense at all. Do you know how grammatically incorrect that is? Oh, look, I'm talking to John Boy.
That's stupid.
There's a whammy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. No, I don't know what that means. Not for nothing, forget about it. I don't know what those things mean. But that's a typical Brooklyn thing. And lately, I've been traveling a lot, and people have been coming up to me and telling me that there is a similarity between the Boston accent and the Brooklyn accent, and I can't see the similarity at all, because I have friends from Boston, and when I'm with them, I have no idea what they're talking about. I was with them 2 months ago. Steve, come on, we're going to go to a bar. I said, what? He said, come on, we're going to go to a bar. I said, it sounds like a place where there's a lot of sheep. I'm not interested. Come on, Steve, let's go potty. I don't have to go potty, and if I did, I'll go by myself. But really, it's incredible. I have to tell them to slow down. They say car, right? They pat the car.
Yeah.
Water. Well, the Kennedys are from that area.
Yeah.
You know, Ted Kennedy parked the car in the water. Because he went to a bar and had too much of a patty.
Yeah, there you go.
Patty. See, I always say, you know when you're talking to somebody from Brooklyn, not just New York or Manhattan, Brooklyn. You know when you're talking to somebody from Brooklyn because every time they talk to you, they will always repeat your name.
Hmm.
You know, hey, Tony, how you doing, Tony? Hey, Bobby, how you doing, Bobby? Okay. Unless they're not too bright, then it's like, hey, Joey, how are you, Louie? Hey, Freddie, how you doing, Frankie? Okay, kid, you're looking good. That's so true, man.
Say your name twice.
Yeah. That's why, and people say Brooklyn people have attitudes. I'm really sick of hearing that. I mean, right?
I hear one more guy say that.
If I hear one more guy tell me I have an attitude, I'm going to stab him in the heart with a pencil. My father is.
Do y'all do that on purpose?
Huh?
Do you do it on purpose, or does it just come natural?
It just comes naturally to have an attitude. It's because of the environment. I guess everything is so fast-paced. And that's why, if you ever notice, I know you people can't see this on the air, but you know, when people from Brooklyn, they're always moving around.
That's
because they're dodging bullets. they don't trust somebody who might be in back. Hey, I swear it. Okay. Hey, Tommy, hey, don't do that, Tommy. Hey, you almost gave me a heart attack. Forget about it. You know? I'm telling you, that's the way it is. I was brought up in a neighborhood where if you went to the neighborhood McDonald's, it was like, cover me, I'm going for fries. You know, that's how bad it was.
Was it that bad? Like mob?
Yeah, it was you know, gangs, and it was a lot of
mobs, Girl Scouts. Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody.
And
I
was
tough,
the brownies. Buy a cookie or I'll stab you, you lowlife.
But really, I mean, you're sweet, and there's some sweet people up there. I guess us Southerners just kind of misunderstand.
That's another thing you should never do.
Never say sweet. Never go into New York and say, excuse me, can you give me directions? And when they give it, don't ever go, gee, that was sweet of you. Because you'll wind up with an ice pick in the back of your head.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, how was this? Was that sweet for you there, pal? Huh? Huh? How does that feel? Sweetie, huh? I'll give you sweet. Forget about
right
it.
Here.
I got you sweet. That's another thing. I got you sweet right here. That's another. See, I have a book because I'm from Brooklyn. I just wrote a motivational book. It's called, Hey, Motivate This.
Is that right?
That's what it's called. I swear to God, it's coming out. It's a good book, and it's really filled with a lot of intense stuff, and it's very funny. Motivate This.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, it's all about acquiring an attitude. And this whole philosophy about having an attitude means is that you need one today in order to survive. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be, you know, rude, but you need that edge. Which is why I love cats. See, because every cat in the world has a Brooklyn attitude. And if you have a cat, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They walk around like the God's gift to the animal kingdom. If cats could talk, they'd go, meow, meow, bada bing, meow. Right? Hey, I'm walking here.
John Boy and Billy.
He's dumb as dirt, bless his heart.
Morning radio done right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Every once in a while, he's forced to leave the country and come into the city. When he does, he always swings by to have a cup of coffee and chat. So let's welcome back to the Big Show our old friend, Nerval T. Wheeler. How are you, Nerval?
About the same. I got it mined like a steel trap. Rusty and illegal in 37 states.
Well, I don't know about that. You seem to have more on the ball than most folks half your age.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's hard work keep his noggin in working order, you know, especially considering my family's history.
Well, as Billy would say, I sense a story.
Well, not too much of one. It's just in the past, there's been a good bit of crazy in my family. When I was a boy, my brother thought he's a chicken.
Wow, did you try to get him any help?
Well, no, not really.
Well, why not?
Well, times tough back then. We needed the eggs. We did eventually tote him yonder to the city to see one of them highfalutin' head shrinkers.
Oh, how'd that go?
About like you think. My brother walked into his office buck naked except for a clear plastic poncho. Doctor knowed right away he was off plumb. Doctor says, boy, I can clearly see your nuts.
Well, there you go.
If it weren't my blood, I'll wait for the laugh on that. Don't step. I believe Milton Berle said it. Don't step on my laugh. It weren't just in my blood kin, neither, John Boy. I married a crazy gal.
Oh.
Yeah, she's my third wife, Hester. She's a flighty one, she was. Never knew when she's going to go off like a rocket. I tried to figure a way to predict when she'd snap, so I got her one of them... mood rings, you remember them?
Oh, yeah, sure do. Did it work?
Yeah, it worked pretty damn good. She she is in a good mood, that ring there turned bright green. When she's in a bad mood, it left a big red mark on my forehead.
Well, who can argue with that?
I had me a crazy friend, too, once upon a time, old Gerald Fosdyke. He'd stand on a street corner up Holmeyer, and he'd just be a-hollering into the air to meet the band. His woman walking by says, "Why is he doing that?" And I says, "Oh, that's just Gerald. He's just talking to himself again." She says, "How come he's shouting?" I said, "Well, hell, he's hard of hearing."
You sure can peg him.
Yeah. I had another friend who was paranoid and had low self-esteem. He thought no one important was out to get him.
You really do associate with a bizarre cast of characters, don't you, Nerve?
Well, why in the world do you think I feel comfortable of coming in here all the time?
Well, that would explain a lot.
Well, I need to get a moseying on here. I got to drop this bag off over to Smarty Marty's house.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know. One of them Miss Claire All Home Perm kits. Seems like his lockdown took the curl out of his hair. Looks a good bit like Captain Kangaroo now.
Well, you tell him we said hey.
I guess I can. Hey, you mind if I get another cup of coffee and take a turn on that indoor toilet in there?
You be my guest.
Lord, the things city folks spend money on. Well, in the meantime, you keep your saddle oiled and your gun greased and holler if you need me.
Good morning. Rolling through the Big Show on the radio.
Hello, this is Robert Goulet, and you're listening to the Pride of the Red States, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. Some enchanted morning, you may hear the Big Show. Where's my big bag? Who can't be topical?
Good morning, this is Big Show on the radio. All right, request from our number one fan, Patrick. Morning, Patrick. Love you, buddy. We'll be seeing you soon. Portion of the broadcast brought to you by Ike Turner Cadillac.
Yo, what's up? Looking for a good deal on a new sled? Come on down to the grand opening of Ike Turner Cadillac Broham, where we whoop high prices like they was a mouth at hoochie that's getting too big for her britches. The 2003 vehicles are moving on in here like a hot new housekeeper. And just like in love, the new stuff coming in mean the old stuff get kicked to the curb. What would it take to get all up on a fine frame of a D-ville or El Dorado? A lot less than you think, home skillet. 2003 Broham, equipped, not stripped, comes with rear spoiler, front spoiler, side spoiler, curb feeler, neon ground effect, chrome chain, lacet plate frame, and the all-new Knockout Hoochie 3000 sound system with AM, FM, cassette, 8-track, CD, DVD, MD 2020, and more. Price to move at just $39,995. Got no job? We don't care. Got bad credit? We don't care. Miss a payment? Now we got some problems. Put your old foot right in the crack of high prices book. All new Ike Turner Cadillac Broham, where value give you a lap dance every day on the celebrity motor mile between Dennis Rodman Monster and Cedric the Entertainer Pontiac Buick GMC. This is Ike. Peace out.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a hat, T-shirt, tumbler, and a $25 gas card from Law Tigers. Law Tigers, motorcycle lawyers who ride, representing injured riders for over two decades. With Law Tigers, you never ride alone. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Law Tigers banner, check out all the cool stuff they're giving away in Sturgis this year. All right, hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But first, headed toward Father's Day this Sunday, let's get our superhero dad with this tune. Ooh.
I get up in the morning and I go off to work. I don't like my job because my boss is a jerk. But I gotta make that money. I gotta take it on home. I'm here to tell you, buddy, that I'm dad to the bone. Dad to the bone. Dad to the bone. Dad. 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 Dad to the bone. I make $1,000, but still I'm blue. I need $1,000 more, baby, for all the bills that are due. I'm in the hole, pretty baby, sinking just like a stone. Got a wife and 4 kids, and I'm dad to the bone. Dad to the bone. Oh, brother. Dad. Dad. Could you guys excuse me for just a second? Hello? Yes, honey bunny. Yeah. Listen, I'm kind of in the middle of something. Can I call you back? Yeah. We're sort of rocking right now. I promise. I'll call you back in just a minute, okay? Thanks, hon. Bye. Sorry, guys. Got 2 kids with jelly all over their faces. One that needs a new bike and one that needs braces. And a wife, pretty baby, with a brand new cellular phone. I'm about to go broke. I'm dad to the bone. Dad to the bone. Oh, boy. You don't know the half of it. I mean, it's just, well... Never mind. Guys, excuse me just 1 more second. Hello? Yes, honey bunny. No, no, we're still rocking over here. Yes. We're only on our first take, so I really don't know how much longer it's going to be. Yeah. That's Chet, the saxophone. Yeah. Chet, guy from the bowling team. No, I don't think you guys have met. What difference does it make what he looks like? I'm sure you guys have never met, yes. That's college buddy, yes. Yes, yes, he plays very well, yes he does. Yes. Listen, honey, can I... What? Oh. Pick up a few things at the store on the way home? Oh, okay, 1 second. Does anybody have a pen? Thanks. Okay, what? Paper towels, and what else? Is that the Super Maxi? Now, do those have the wings? Okay. All right. I'll take care of it on the way. No, I really don't know how long it's going to be. Listen, honey, the solo's almost over. I need to go. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye. I hear so much talk that my ears are bleeding. My life is a mess. And my hairline's receding. I'm a wreck, pretty baby. It makes me want to moan. I'm here to tell you, brother, that I'm dad to the bone. Dad to the bone. That's me, brother. Dad. Dad. Dad to the bone. You know, this is sounding pretty good. Oh, boy. Excuse me. Hello. Yes, honey bunny. Yes, I think we're just getting ready to wrap up here. Yes. What? Yes, I'll be sure to give Joe his pen back. I know, I'm very bad about sticking him in my pocket. Yeah. Honey, I'll be home in a few minutes. Okay, I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye. Okay, fellas. Looks like that's a wrap.
All right, that's a good married man. Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Review yesterday's question. We found out the plaque placed on the moon during Apollo 11 had the names of the 2 humans who landed there. It also had the names of 2 people who never did. One was orbiter pilot Michael Collins, and this was the other.
Who is President Richard Nixon.
That's right. Old Tricky Dicky was president when that happened. All right. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to a government study, this animal is the one most likely to wind up as roadkill on America's highways.
Well, right now I'd say cicadas, but I think that only happens once every 17 years.
Right. What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Thursday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. We got everything you need to know about women in 30 seconds. Yeah, I warn you, there's really nothing you can do about it. Check it out, thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's Jeopardy. And now your host, everything he knows about women only takes 20 seconds. Wow. He's John Boy.
Thank you. Let's say hey to Carla out of Thomasville, Georgia. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Morning. All right, Carla, you first up. Let's see what you got. According to a government study, this animal is the one most likely to wind up as roadkill on America's highways.
Possum.
Show us the old possum.
Some of them are faking it, I hear.
That is about the only way you can make a possum uglier.
Right, right.
Run it flatten them out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Carla, we appreciate you playing, baby. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much.
All righty. Let's go to Elizabeth in Shenandoah, Virginia. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Elizabeth, it's not possums. What's number one roadkill on America's highways?
Squirrel.
That's what it is.
A lot of squirrels.
You know, they do seem to be the one that's less clueless about, you know, everything. It's just like when a car's coming out, they're like, I don't have no idea what to do. Do I go this way?
They tend to run at you.
They do. It's like they always run the wrong direction. Yeah.
I know. Growing up, you know, you got a squirrel, you know, he's always going to go on the other side of the tree for you. But if you're in a car, run right to you.
Run at you. Yep. I don't know what to do.
Hey, listen. Yep. It worked out for you, baby. You got the big old Law Tigers prize pack headed up to Shenandoah for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Got us a Father's Day top 10 list right on the other side. And a brand new top 10 list coming up. Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Before we get to our brand new top 10 list, less than 20 minutes. Got a bonus one for you heading into Father's Day. All right, Billy.
From the home office on that little table beside the recliner in the den, here they are, the top 10 things you'll never hear Dad say. Number 10. Well, we're lost. Looks like I'm going to have to stop and ask for directions. Number 9, hey, your mom and I are going away for the weekend. Why don't you throw a big party while we're gone? Number 8, I see all your friends have that up yours attitude. You know, I like that. Number 7, sweetheart, you're 13 years old. I think it's about time you started dating. Number 6, going out with your friends, huh? Hey, want to borrow my new car? Number 5, no boy of mine is going to play football. Number 4, how should I know what's wrong with your car? Just have it towed over to the mechanic. Pay him whatever he wants. Number 3, son, as long as you live under my roof,
you're going to wear an earring. Number two, hey, I make plenty of money. Why do you want to go get a job for? And the number one thing you'll never hear Dad say, Father's Day, forget it. It's no big deal.
Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, here we go. Brand new top 10 list. All right, take it, Billy.
Well, a bowl of cereal is a lot less popular at breakfast time in America than it used to be. And some brands are struggling a lot more than others. Here, I'll explain why. Today's Big Show top 10 list, America's top 10 worst-selling breakfast cereals. Number 10... Jerry Rice Krispies. Number 9, Unfrosted Maxi Wheats. Number 8, Cornholios. That they have a weird mascot of the box. Number 7, Fruit and Pfizer. I don't even know what that is. Number 6, Lone Nut Cheerios. Number 5, Honey Bunches of Stuff from Under the Couch Cushion. Number 4, Credit Checks. Number 3, Frankenberry Switzer. Number 2, Kellogg's Pimple Pops. And the worst selling cereal, Sucky Charms.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio.
Hello, Flimsy Premise here. And when I'm on this side of the pond, I get my daily dose of culture and edification every morning from these two delightful lads, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. You know, I hate to break it to you boys, but where I come from, you're all Yankees. Well, I thought it was funny.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio for you Thursday, June 17th, heading toward Father's Day. Specifically, this tune is for all of our dads in Dumas, Texas. See why? It's Robert Earl Keen singing about a ding-dong daddy from Dumas.
See me do my stuff. I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas. I don't wanna get rough. That's your gal tied to your side. She flags my train. I'm gonna let her ride. I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas, babe. Y'all see me do my stuff. All guitar.
Well, I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, babe. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a wild papa from Polecat. Holla, I don't want to get rough. Had a little gal, little and low. Used to go and see her, but I don't no more. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff.
I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, Dumas, babe. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a ding dong daddy, baby. I don't want to get rough. Pretty little mama tried to put me on the bun. Had to burn it down with my Thompson gun. I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas, babe. You ought to see me do my stuff. Oh, it's the Georgia Fireball.
A clown.
I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas, babe. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a wild papa from Polecat Hollow. Don't want to get rough. Oh, that's my gal. She's the one that did it. First she didn't like it, now she just can't quit it. I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas, babe. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, babe. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, babe. I don't want to get rough. You can shake it, you can break it, you can hang it on the wall. Throw it out the window and I'll catch it before it falls. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas, babe. You ought to see me do my stuff.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up the easiest way for you to get in the winner's circle, it's the current events quiz. Take C. Get a prize pack of goodies, including the legendary pecan log roll from Stuckey's. All your favorite snacks, cold drinks, fun novelties served with Southern hospitality. Don't forget the legendary pecan log rolls. Stuckey's, making road trips fun again. And here's a fun man to be on a road trip with. From the PRN studios at Charlotte Motor Speedway, Mr. Doug Rice. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'd like to think that I am. I'd like to think that I'm a good road trip companion.
You seem like it.
Give me half of the time to control the radio, and I'm okay.
That's there you it.
Go. Yeah. Yeah. That's my qualifier.
Well, all-star race down in Texas. Man, Kyle Larson, he is having him a year coming back, ain't he?
Yeah, he is. He's getting all the biscuits off the table. That's the third win in a row. You take the Coca-Cola 600, the race out at Sonoma, and then the All-Star race. And he had to work on it. I mean, it wasn't handed to him. And Brad Keselowski raced him really hard at the end. But in the end, he proved too much. And then he left, hopped on a commercial airliner, went to Ohio, and won a dirt track race the next day. I mean, he is not stopping, and he's winning everywhere he goes.
Wow, man. All right, well, we'll talk about where the boys are going to be this weekend in Nashville, see what you think about Kyle there. I was talking about the Superstar Series debuted last Saturday night on CBS. Now you say, how many Saturday nights in a row they're going to be racing?
Six in a row, and this is the new series that was created by Ray Evernham and Tony Stewart, racing identically prepared cars. They borrowed a lot from the old IROC format, which Ray was a big part of back when that was going on. And they've recruited some very, very big names. I mean, Elio Castroneves was there. Bill Elliott showed up to race. Bobby Labonte. But a local guy, Doug Kobe, won the event. And good for him. I mean, it was his day to shine. It's his racetrack, Stafford, where he had raced. I think he said he had logged over 10,000 miles there. And so he comes out and beats all these hot shoes. And then they'll do it again this week and then five more times. But it got off to a good start. I think they had a million plus watching it on television. And it looked pretty good. There's probably some things they can do to spice it up. But to kick it off, it was a nice thing. And they have said all along they are not there to compete with NASCAR. They're there to fill a void during the summer. And I look at it this way. The more people that are paying attention to motorsports, the better off all of us are. I mean, that might grab a few people to become race car fans that never thought about watching it before.
Right. Saturday night, big network, CBS. Got it.
There you go. Are
they going to be doing different tracks, Doug?
Yeah, they're going to move around to all kind of different dirt tracks, in all kind of different short tracks, including two dirt tracks, and they're going to run at Tony Stewart's place at Eldora. So I look forward to that. And I think I like the variety. I like the fact that it's short tracks, And what they're trying to do is emphasize talent. They don't want the car to be the deciding factor. They want the driver to come into play. And they got really lucky casting Elio Castroneves, not knowing that he was going to go out less than 2 weeks before and win his fourth Indy 500.
Right. Yeah, good. That worked out
nice
great.
Break.
Yes, sir. And, Doug, I mentioned it on the air earlier last week when we were talking about back to the All-Star race. You said, we just don't have time in our segment to go through all the rules and what's going to be happening at the All-Star race. And after watching that, I see what you meant, man. We had Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders picking a color to see how many inverted and this and that. That was
there was a
wild.
Lot going on. There was fan voting. There was how many cars are we going to invert. There were six different segments. I did like the fact, though, that overall, to keep people from sandbagging, even though you knew they were going to invert the field, I think, after right. segment four, if you finished first, you were going to start last, there were cumulative points paid on, based on your performance in every segment. So when they lined up for the final segment, the person with the least points started on the pole, and then if you had more points because you'd been sandbagging, you started it in the back. I finally figured that out about the time Kyle Larson won the race.
Yeah. Sounds simple now. That was a lot to digest, wasn't it?
Sorry, I backpedaled on that last week. Yeah.
That's all right.
No, not really. No, I wouldn't mess with it. No.
All right, so Doug, Nashville Super Speedway. All right, our boys in Nashville got a race coming.
Yeah, the Cup guys will make their debut there. Now, this is the track that's outside of Nashville. It's a mile and a third. It's a concrete racetrack. Don't know what to expect. We've not seen these drivers race there, and they will give them a practice session because it's a brand new surface for them to race on this year. And we'll see how that shakes down. But you know, in a year of change, this is another new racetrack and another new wrinkle that NASCAR has thrown into it. And I will say this: whether it's the Nashville Super Speedway or they eventually get over to the Fairgrounds Raceway. Going to the last banquet that NASCAR had pre-pandemic was in Nashville. And one, that's a cool town. And two, they love NASCAR stock car racing there. So I'm glad to see them back in the area. And we'll see what's going to come about.
And looking for the race on TV. It's going to be starting on NBC this weekend. Fox
right,
is
Fox.
Done with their half.
Yep. So that means you get a lot of Dale Earnhardt Jr. Rick Allen will be their play-by-play guy. Jeff Burton will be back in their usual cast of characters over on the NBC side. And I will say this. I feel like Jr.'s added a great deal to that. He comes in. He's got so much enthusiasm. That's another guy that never stops. He's doing his podcast, the Dale Jr. Download. He's doing television. He's everywhere all the time, and he's become a kind of a perpetual motion machine. So look forward to seeing what they've got to offer, and you know, kind of exciting that they're starting with a new track back on the series.
That's right, it'd be fun. All right, we'll see what happens, Doug. Catch up with you next week. Thank
you
so much.
We know what's going to happen. We're going to be on here talking about Kyle Larson again.
All right, put Kyle on your fantasy team, y'all. Heard it.
There
you
go, folks. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Doug. You can follow Doug on Twitter at RiceMan61. All right, Bennett, let's play the current events quiz. What are we dealing with?
Dateline Cincinnati, a cicada ruins a man's day and maybe the rest of his week, too.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Take C, you will win. We play next. Show's on the radio, rolling through you Thursday, June 17th. Video today brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. We got everything you need to know about women in 30 seconds. Check it out. Learn something at thebigshow.com. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current event quiz.
Let's say hey to T-Bomb from Bonaire, Georgia. Good morning, T-Bomb.
Good morning there, John Boy.
Hey, man, how's everything in Bonaire this morning?
Oh, it's going great. Hey, man, did you get your barbecue Fritos?
Man, was that you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. You work for Frito-Lay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, Jackie came in. She was about so happy, had tears in her eyes. You sent us some barbecued Fritos. We've been talking about we ain't been able to find them in years.
When you say, Billy, did you see any barbecue Fritos?
Not a one.
I didn't know that they were even in the building. Jeff, Billy, did you get any barbecue
Fritos? I've never even seen them.
No.
I told Johnny, we're not sharing these. And I said, we're not giving Billy any. And Billy said, hey, did I just hear my name? I said, oh, hey, buddy.
Yeah, well, don't worry.
I tell you what, we had to pull it out of the hat to get some of them things. They're just limited time only. So I knew y'all was wanting some, so we was trying to get them to you.
Man, how about that, T-Bot? Well, that is awesome, man. That is good stuff. So I was wondering, because we've been, like, I'm sure you heard us talking about it on the air. We just could not find it for years. So it's just for a limited time, the barbecue Fritos are back.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Until y'all mentioned on there, I hadn't ever even know, I worked there, and I didn't even notice that they quit making them.
I told you, you learn something here every once in a while.
I know. I tell everybody I get my useless information from y'all every day.
All right, good deal. That worked out for me and Jackie. Yeah, we'll have y'all don't worry about it. It's limited time.
They used to make a bag that had $100 bills in them. You hadn't seen any of those anymore.
Yeah, hey, I'll take a bag of those if you got them.
All right.
I carry a truck home with me.
All right, T-Bomb, I'm glad you're here, buddy. You listen to Bidley and you win a prize pack.
Well, Brood X is back again. Swarms of cicadas are emerging from 17 years of underground hibernation, eager to feed and breed. They're loud, they're creepy, but they're not dangerous to humans, right? Well, an Ohio resident named Vincent Bingham begs to differ on that. One of the single and ready to mingle bugs flew in the window of Bingham's Chevy sedan on Riverside Drive in Cincinnati the other day and hit him square in the face. He was so startled, he lost control of the car and slammed into a roadside light pole. The airbags deployed, so Bingham came out of the wreck with only a few minor injuries. The story made news in Cincinnati with headlines like, A, motorist bugs out on the highway, B, when cicadas attack, or C, horny 17-year-old totals family car.
What you got, T-Bomb?
See, John, boy.
Yeah. Now, see, I've been waiting for him to come out here. And I hadn't heard any yet. I heard something about maybe it wasn't warm enough in parts of the South.
They are emerging in different rates in different parts of the country.
Okay.
They're not, the different broods come out at different times.
Okay, yeah, so that's the deal. Yeah.
And you can sign up to be an official cicada spotter.
Oh, that sounds like fun, yeah.
you've been looking for a hobby.
And you use your cell phone to take pictures and submit them online.
Say, what's that number?
Hey, T-Bomb, you got a big old Stuckey's prize pack. Head down to Bon Air for you. See, do good for some people, and it comes back to you. Let that be a lesson, y'all, you want to send us some stuff.
Man, that's great. We'll see what we can do, John.
Boy, T-Bomb.
Randy.
Yep, thank you.
We appreciate you, buddy. You hang on, Jackie. Hook you up.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Adipose about 20 minutes away from my latest roundup of dumb crook news. Don't worry, I ain't getting smarter. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Headed toward Father's Day. See what's happening at Tacky Jackie's.
Hello, friends.
friends. Your old pal Bert Fern here for Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. It's that time of year again. A time to honor the most important man in your life. The man who works hard to keep you chilling in the summer and the sheets hot in the winter. The man who puts a song in your heart, a fire in your loins, and a dollar in your G-string. And if he's not available, you can always settle for the father of your children. Yes, the doors open wide like a new June bride this weekend for our first annual no-holds-barred Tacky Jackie's Father's Day Sale. Does the guy who brings home the bread need an upgrade on his threads? Does your stud need a change in duds? Does Big Daddy need some new get-down in his get-up? Has hubby gotten tubby, but his wardrobe isn't chubby? Are you embarrassed when homeless people give him money? When he tries to donate his clothes to Goodwill, do they say, good Lord? Is that the situation you're working with, sugar bumps? Well, put some makeup on those blotches, panties on those crotches, check your watches and load your BFF biatches into the minivan and hustle your bustle to the biggest sale of the summer at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. So, ladies, are you afraid to mention your lover's unmentionables? Does he still have his old high school gym locker number sharpied into the waistband of his baggy briefs? Are his skid marks homeless thanks to those threadbare pantaloons? Does his banana hammock only have room for a plantain? Well, you're in luck. Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes just got a brand new shipment of first-class fashion underthings from famed Egyptian design house King Tut's Nut Huts. We've got all their most popular models. We've got jewel cases, junk holders, berry baskets, snake slingers, nugget hammocks, oyster buckets, tackle bags, cluster grabbers, egg cups, potato sacks, dingleberry diapers, beef barracks, tidy whiteys, slacky blackies, and of course, the ever popular Silky Sphinxster from Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. All in stock at bargain basement prices. He'll go commando no mo thanks to you and Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Tacky Jackie has something for everyone. Tough guys, buff guys, gruff guys, guys who stuff guys, studs, duds, crips, bloods, quarterbacks, hunchbacks, slackers, whackers, late night snackers, flunkies, junkies, punkies, monkeys, momos, homos, guys who look like Perry Como, couch potatoes, sofa slugs, love seat deadbeats, losers, liars, two-timers, bar fighters, fart lighters, not too brighters, workers, jerkers, lurkers, shirkers, new agers, no agers, fake teenagers, disco ravers, driveway pavers, lifesavers, and that one guy who always shows up at a wedding in a high-water orange tuxedo, smelling like a truck stop urinal, and complaining that no one will slow dance with him while he picks week-old Doritos from between his teeth.
Hey, where are the white women at?
We've got you covered at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. And gals, we haven't forgotten about you. If your significant other is hard to shop for, you can still treat him right. Put on a show for your favorite bro with our exclusive line of tantalizing pole dancing specialties from America's creepiest fashionista, Jack the Stripper.
Oh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that? You're a tramp.
And this weekend only, we've got a ginormous 50% off sale on our entire line of hooker heels directly from Babs of Gastonia.
Are you a hooker? Jesus, I forgot. Oh, I just thought I was doing great with you.
And with every purchase over $50, you'll get a 1 year's pass to the free clinic and 100 penicillin tablets courtesy of Dr. Clapp's Castle of STDs and matching carpet and drape boutique. And Saturday only, you'll be able to get free legal advice from our bodybuilding ambulance-chasing legal, Jew Ferrigno. But whatever you do, just don't make him angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry. Told ya. And Sunday morning, be sure to bring the kids for a special book reading of the beloved Dr. Seuss story, Hop on Pop, by professional celebrity pop hopper Mackenzie Phillips.
Oh!
And after their psyche's been fried, stick around for a free basketball clinic from 7'4" transgender player for the Saskatoon Switch Hitters, Caitlin Matumbo.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hello.
Whatever you do, don't miss the big Father's Day sale at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. You know where to find us. Follow the Booger Branch Service Road past the Mylar Balloon tied to the roadkill possum. Turn right on Cow, 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 Cow Avenue. On the left, you'll see the office of Dr. Holy Zit, Boyle Lansing Emporium and Pudding Parlor. Go past that 27¾ feet. Turn right at the grassy knoll on Zapruder Drive. Go back and to the left. Back and to the left. And look for the sign that says Noggin's Head Cheese Market and Zombie Obedience School. Knock three times and tell them Daryl sent me. Old Scabby Mandelbaum, the no-handed leper pickpocket, will open the door, and if his feet don't fall off, he'll walk you right into a big, beautiful wonderland of Father's Day savings right here at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes. Don't forget to knock another whopping 10% off your bill when you sing our theme song. If you're a slave to fashion, save with passion this weekend only at Tacky Jackie's Clothes for Hoes Big Father's Day Sale. This is your old pal Bert Fern saying, I'll see you there.
Oh, man. It's based on all your experiences.
Good Thursday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Coming up about 20 minutes, it's Tatertainment News. And right now, it's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the Big Show listener, in America and around the world. And the address will follow this report. A Huntington, West Virginia woman who was pulled over on suspicion of drunk driving got hit with a charge of trying to bribe the officer who stopped her. While taking a breathalyzer test, the woman offered to flash her boobies if the cop would let her off with a warning.
Yikes.
Well, he managed to resist her charms and took her into custody.
Oh, I tried that once.
Police in Rome, Georgia, got a complaint from a local McDonald's about an unauthorized visit from the Burger King. Witnesses say a man dressed in full Burger King regalia started handing out free hamburgers and taking pictures with kids.
Well, that was awkward.
When the manager approached him, the man said he was raising money for charity, but he didn't actually ask anyone for money while he was there. So when the manager called police, the Burger King fled the scene.
Did he flash his boobies?
The DEA dropped all charges against a doctor involved in a prescription drug fraud in Iowa. The problem wasn't a lack of evidence. In fact, it's just the opposite. The U.S. Attorney's Office had so much evidence against the suspect, they ran out of room to store it.
Wow.
The case involved 400,000 pages of printed evidence and so much computer data it hogged 10% of the department's hard drive space.
Yikes.
Well, the doctor, he fled to Central America in 2004, and Panama repeatedly refused to hand him over.
Well.
A Post Falls, Idaho man was arrested for trying to hotwire a Honda Accord in an apartment complex parking lot. Apparently, he was worn out after a full day of criminal activities. Police say the man fell asleep in the front seat of the car in the middle of the crime.
Work.
A man in Bedford, England, called local authorities after his home was broken into. While dusting the home for fingerprints, investigators took a set of prints from the victim himself to distinguish them from the prints left by the intruder. When the cops routinely ran a check on the victim's fingerprints, they matched prints taken from several other local crime scenes, and he was arrested. A Tennessee man was arrested in connection with the robbery of a Domino's pizza driver by a friend. The driver was relieved of a pizza, his cell phone, and $20 in cash. The accomplice says he was just the lookout man for the guy who did the actual robbing. His share of the loot was 3 slices of pizza.
Wow. Well, the haul wasn't quite what they expected.
Yeah. Man's gotta eat. Police in Larch Barrens, Maryland, arrested 2 men in the act of trying to rob the safe at a convenience store. It would have taken them a pretty long time to get to the cash with the tool they were using. Investigators say the men had stolen a laser tag pistol from a local amusement center and thought it was a Star Trek quality laser gun, powerful enough to cut through the metal door of the safe.
You know, Chuck E. Cheese has the good stuff.
Well, it wasn't, and they were arrested. No, yeah. Two men who tried to rob an Arlington, Virginia convenience store should have spent a little more time rehearsing their entrance. Just after thief number one entered the store with a gun and demanded money, thief number two burst in and tossed a firecracker on the floor, apparently to scare the clerk. But the bang only managed to freak out thief number one, who dropped his gun, causing both men to run out of the store empty-handed.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You stupid, you smell the firecracker before I go in. A 17-year-old boy and a 16-year-old female accomplice made an unsuccessful attempt to rob a bank in Ishioka, Japan. The boy initially threatened a customer with a pair of kitchen knives, but the customer ignored him. When the boy turned his attention to the actual teller, his girlfriend began scolding him about what a lousy bank robber he was. Well, the Asian Bonnie and Clyde got into such a heated argument, they didn't notice the teller had tripped the bank's silent alarm. So when police arrived, the boyfriend was standing in the middle of the bank screaming for someone, anyone, to give him some money.
You know, I think Bonnie and Clyde were a little better than that.
A 37-year-old Kalamazoo, Michigan bank robber was literally caught red-handed at a strip club. The club manager called the cops after noticing one of his customers was tipping the dancers with money covered in red paint from the dye pack the bank had slipped in the bag with his loot.
Alrighty then.
A suspect being questioned by police in Belgium about a jewelry store robbery had what he thought was an airtight alibi. He couldn't possibly have done the jewelry job, because when it happened, he was in another part of town breaking into a school.
Oh!
Well, the cops abandoned their original line of questioning and arrested him for the school break-in instead. A man in Kent, England, was arrested for violating a restraining order his wife took out after he assaulted her in September. He was taken into custody shortly after he followed his estranged wife into a local McDonald's. By the way, the arrestee's name is Ronald McDonald. And finally, a Nashville man was arrested after a railroad security officer spotted him stretching a 20-foot ladder across a stretch of train tracks. The man told the officer he'd stolen the ladder, then found out it was too tall for the job he was working on, so he brought it down to the tracks, hoping a passing train would run over it and cut it into two 10-foot sections. You got dumb crook news, you can mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. Email anybody but me at thebigshow.com. Good morning, y'all. Big Show is on your radio.
Hello, all you perky early risers. Here's just the thing to wake you up and get your blood pumping. The John Boy and Billy Big Show. Why, before you know it, you'll be bouncing off the walls just like me. Ooh, wah. Ooh, wah. Ooh, wah. See what I mean?
Good morning. Big Show's on the radio. Entertainment news in minutes. Right now, as we head toward Father's Day weekend, get this top 10 list, Billy.
Today's top 10 list, top 10 signs you're getting a crappy Father's Day present. Number 10, no one's borrowed any money to buy you a gift yet. Number 9, your tie already matches your socks and hanky. Number 8, mailman shows up to take your kid to a father-son picnic. Number 7, you were seen recently on Court TV trying on your last Father's Day gift in front of a jury. Number 6, kids introduce you to their friends as the man who ruined mommy's life.
Number five, family schedules Father's Day dinner right an hour after their appearance on the Ricky Lake Show. Number four, even your kids have started calling you the Rafe Monster. Number three, your last name is Menendez. Number two, your son's name is Cato. And the number one sign you're getting a crappy Father's Day gift, you're not married, you have no kids.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Red Max prize pack, includes Red Max hat, T-shirt, and sunglasses. From trimmers to chainsaws to industry-leading backpack blowers, Red Max is a professional choice for power. Now get that power in a Red Max Zero Turn Mower. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Red Max banner, find a dealer, and power up with Red Max. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Well, well, well. I'm looking for stuff from the stars. They're letting me down. They truly
right?
are.
They just ain't doing
taking
nothing.
Taking the summer off.
Watching.
I don't know. Well, I know I got this story. Kanye West moving on from Kim. I told you about that. They're getting a divorce.
Yeah, this just in.
I'm recapping.
Did they break up for sure?
They are.
When did they become stars?
Please.
Read a tabloid.
It don't take
they
much
are.
These days. Keep up.
All right.
So they did break up. Because they've been talking about this for a long time.
They're in their divorce proceedings, so they are free to date and live separate lives.
Oh, good. They're available. All right. There you go.
Could you please give us some more information on that story?
Sure. You see, Kanye is now dating a supermodel. Her name is Irina Shayk.
Irina Shayk?
Well, no, just one shake. I put the second shake in there. She's Bradley Cooper's baby's daddy, mama.
Bradley Cooper's baby's daddy's
baby's mama.
That's
no, not daddy's mama. Mamas. Just baby's mama.
John Boy, please. So, baby doesn't take much these days.
So they're dating.
She had a baby with Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
Yes, she did.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to get it in regular English. All right, I got it.
Oh, my sorry, yo.
You may sizzle.
And Kanye's not hurting in the money realm. He's got his Yeezy fashion line, and he's partnered with Gap, and he has a new Yeezy Gap round jacket. It is a jacket that's out in the summer.
Yeezy Gap round jacket. Speak English, Doc. We ain't scientists.
And it's a big, puffy, blue jacket that doesn't have a zipper.
Ah.
I guess that's what makes it for summer.
What do you think of next?
Put it over your head?
No, you put your arms through it.
Yeah. You just don't have a zipper. Zip up, yeah.
Is that what
this
you're asking?
This guy's a genius. Yeah.
I have a hoodie, I would know how to wear one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not a hoodie. It's a jacket.
Ah. Well, forget it.
But anyway, they sold out, like in minutes.
Nobody can help you today.
All right, so we'll move on from Kanye. Are you a big Bachelor fan?
No.
Everybody been watching The Bachelor
really.
For 17 years?
No. Never seen a full episode.
No.
I feel dumber every time I walk through the room when it's playing on the TV.
The only episode I've ever seen is the one where the Bachelor, had enough and climbed the wall to get out.
Is that right? Yeah. Now, see, now, between them, we always get on Captain Kidd down at the beach because he watches The Bachelorette. So, see, I'm thinking, now, I could probably watch a Bachelor because you got a bunch of hotties moving around him. Yeah. But then with the Bachelorette, it's just one hottie and a bunch of guys.
Right.
We
just couldn't figure that out.
Well, we do a prop bet on, which one of them's going to announce he's gay before the end of the season, which happens.
Now, this is the guy that just hangs out at the pier and waits for people to come off the boat.
That's not all he does.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. That's not his main icebreaker there on the pier, no.
Hey, you want to sell some teeth?
Captain Kitt's got a job to work on.
All right.
Well, so you have something to discuss with your wife about The Bachelor so that you can, stay relevant with her.
I don't want to encourage that at all.
No.
Oh, no?
No.
All right. Well, you're on your own. I was going to help you, but
no. Go ahead. What happened? It might be interesting.
Oh, great. Set me up like that. Set me up for that. I don't know if I want to take any of that action. Well, the host is leaving. That's the main thing, is the host that's been there for 17 years is leaving.
Oh.
And I don't know if people watch it for Chris Harrison. I don't know because I'm not a fan. But host.
You know what
they're going
to
have rotating.
On the last episode, he should climb the wall to get out.
There you go. Yeah.
See?
It worked once.
All right. Yeah.
So ABC's introducing four men who will serve as rotating hosts.
Foreman?
For the Bachelor in Paradise? What?
Foreman?
No, what?
No, four
no.
men.
Four
oh,
men.
No.
Oh, man. It's not Spider-Man. Come on,
I
yo.
Maybe George Foreman.
No.
That would be an improvement from what I hear.
The four men will be comic David Spade.
Ah, all right. He's sarcastic enough to pull it off.
Mm-hmm. Right? I think he just wants to be around all the chicks. Titus Burgess. He was in The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rapper Lil Jon.
Okay.
Now my watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's basically
going to
be those two moments every week, just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ex-boy band member Lance Bass.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
No. Wow. See, what we need is, like, they should bring in Charles Barkley and just let him do the yeah. I would totally watch that.
Yeah, sure.
They're terrible.
These guys are terrible. I wouldn't take any of them. They're knuckleheads.
Why you won't be a knucklehead?
No wonder nobody likes you.
So we got that going for us. Yeah, Joe Exotic, very busy in jail. This man has been very busy in jail. He has a new venture out, according to TMZ, and it could
lift
everyone's
spirits. He's going to be hosting The Bachelor next year.
A line of soap on a rope.
Yeah.
Now, what's Joe Exotic up to?
He has locked in a deal to have a line of hot edibles.
Hot edibles.
Excuse me?
Well,
okay.
Yeah, like THC.
Yeah.
Edibles.
All right.
So they're going to have his name on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to help. So they're use his name to promote it. And he says that the part of the reason why he's doing this is to help people who need cannabis to ease their pain from various ailments. So he's a people person.
Yeah.
Always he's has doing been. It. Okay. He's doing it to help people. Mm-hmm. But he did say that the some proceeds from the sale of all this will go towards helping big cats.
Helping big cats.
Some, big cats.
Some proceeds.
Okay.
There was no, I say some because there was no number
in
this.
Well, of course it wasn't.
Kind of like those gumballs. Some of the money.
Yeah.
And he also said that since the Netflix docuseries, his life has been a living hell.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's been in prison.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen what was going on when it was going good. It didn't look that great to me.
All right, you guys. I'm going to leave you with that.
All
with
right,
Joe Exotic's cannabis.
Yeah. All right. Keep us updated. All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. All right, here we go. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. Your toll-free line across America. You can also go to thebigshow.com. Click the on-air contest button. Can't get through? Jackie might call you. We play next. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio for you Thursday, June 17th. Video of the day brought to you by Law Tigers, America's motorcycle lawyers. We got everything you need to know about women in 30 seconds. Right. And we'll be taking a classic beer request off the wall in minutes. What we do, thebigshow.com, John Boy Miller Facebook page. Right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Rick from Jackson, Tennessee. Good morning, Rick. Oh, hello there. I got you up now. You there, Rick?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, going good, buddy. Welcome. And we got Misty from Hartsville, Alabama. Or is that Hartsville, Alabama? There you are, Misty.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, good. A little trouble, but we got them all here. All right. So, Misty, you're on team, Tater and Randy. Hold for applause. Yeah, Rick on the John Boy Billy side.
Or groans.
Good luck to y'all.
Yeah, I'm on the winning side.
Atta boy, Rick. Let's back it up right here. All right, Misty, you relax. Me and Rick for the first 30 seconds.
Hey, Rick, you're not on the speakerphone right now, are you?
No, I am
okay,
not.
Just okay, just check.
All right.
All right. All right. Cool. All right. Well, you shout him out, buddy. Put it right in your head. Starting the clock.
All right.
Now, you do this with needles and a big ball of yarn. Blank one, pearl two.
Knit.
Yes.
Knit.
All right, you breathe with these organs in your chest.
Lungs.
Yeah, all right. Blank Impossible, the movie.
Mission.
Yes, all right. The opposite of south is?
North.
Uh-huh. All right, a unidentified flying
object.
Yes, all right. This is like how you stand. You have good blank.
Posture.
Yes.
Well, now.
Let's say something about on the same way they put right there. Rick, yeah.
Done good.
All right, six on the board.
I am jock. Object. I am jock.
practice don't help,
yeah, Brandon. Yeah, could have gone either way.
Misty and Tater for round one.
All right. Hey, Misty. You hear me okay?
Hey. Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, here y'all girls go. Start the clock now.
What are the spiky things on a porcupine called?
Quill.
Or quill. A grape will dry out and become this.
Raisin.
Yes. When you watch the same TV show over, they played it again. It's a what?
Rerun.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You put cream cheese on this breakfast
bagel.
Food. Yes. Your car won't start. Something's wrong with the what? Your motor. Your engine.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, she got it.
All right. Engine at the buzzer and put a five on the board. So
good girl, Misty.
Rick leads by one after round one. Here we go into round two.
See, this is when the game is exciting for all you people listening at home, when the people are smart.
So I'm far, sitting right so here.
All right. We got Rick and Billy. Ready, Rick?
Let's get it.
And go.
When you jump out of an airplane, you need to be wearing one of these.
Parachute.
Bam.
There you go. This is the animal that supposedly laughs. The laughing blank.
Hyena.
Yeah.
Yep. You might sit on this at the bar to drink a drink. You sit on
Poodle.
The bar. Yep. Rhymes with it. You might swim in your backyard.
Poodle.
Yep. Elvis song. Don't be blank.
Don't be a fool.
No, it still rhymes, though. Don't be blank. To a heart that's
mean.
Huh?
You're mean.
I don't know if I was getting clues or giving them, and I didn't know who I was playing with.
I could. I mean, he said something, but there was some. I heard somebody.
Ask him again.
Rick, what did you say when I was going main?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so we did. All right. Okay. All right, so a total of 10 for Rick.
Rick's not sure he wants to be involved anymore.
So what we got here is communication. Misty and Randy, 5 will tie, and 6 will win.
I hope it ties.
Randy will blow it.
All right, Misty, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And you're picking up on that last one. Ready, go.
Elvis Presley song, Don't Be Blank.
Cruel.
That's yes.
Right. It rhymes with it. The court jester was also known as a...
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
The rhymes with it. This is the slopper on a baby's chin.
Drool.
Yep. Yeah. Also rhymes with it. It's not hot. It's...
Cool.
Yep. All right. So you need... If you have a hammer, screwdriver, wrench, these are all what?
Tools.
Yep.
Tied up.
All right. So let's fight it out with swords. That's called a...
Oh, there's the buzzer.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, what we have is overtime.
Oh.
All right. It is 10 to 10 at the end of two rounds. We go into an extra 30 seconds.
This is my favorite part of the show.
And the first time in Johnny's career he's ever worked overtime in any fashion.
That's where the great ones dig deep, I'll tell you. All right, Rick, your extra 30. Who you want, me or Billy?
I want you.
All right, well, let's do it then, buddy. All right. We're picking up on that last one. Start the clock now. Two guys with pistols turn around and shoot. They're having
cool.
a... Yes.
Yep, there you go.
All right. A Tisket, a Tasket, a green and yellow...
basket.
Yes. All right. A bunch of people is called a
group.
No, big.
Mob.
Big. The blank.
Crowd.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Rhymes with it. Not soft, but rhymes with it. I'm real what? Rot. Rhymes with that.
Hard.
No, not talking soft. You talk real.
Low.
Doggone it, man.
You stink.
I'll go phone there. Doggone it. All right. Well, we put a 3 on the board. So let's see what happens. All right. Misty, who do you want, Tater or Randy?
Tater.
Okay. All you need is 3 to tie and 4 to win.
Come on, Tate.
All right. Come on. Okay. Ready? Go.
All right. His voice came over the blank speaker.
Loud.
Yes. Rhymes with it. When your child does well in school, you are so blank.
Proud.
Yes. This is a not rhyming. This is a state where Sarah Palin's from and Eskimos.
Alaska.
Yes.
Tied up.
You a dill blank. It used to be a cucumber.
Pickle.
A dill. Pickle.
Doggone it, pickle for the win. Man, Rick, I blew it on loud.
The opposite of quiet.
The opposite of quiet. I was going with a soft. I didn't think of quiet. Well, Rick from Jackson, doggone it.
Don't talk down to him.
I wasn't.
This is going to bother me for the rest of the show till I get home.
With my life. And you, as a result, are going to bother the rest of us for the rest of the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, doggone it. Well, you can try again anytime, buddy. Good game. I feel like I owe you.
Appreciate it. Been listening to y'all for 30 years or more.
All right, man. Well, thank you, Rick. Good. So I ain't going to run y'all. If you try again real soon, man. And Misty from down Hartsville, Alabama, look at you. Congratulations. You a good player. You got the big old Red Max prize pack headed your way.
Yay.
Perfect. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Got our classic bit request in the morning here. Taylor got Laura Rhodes Lee from Woodruff, South Carolina. Laura says, I would drink 500 beers and I would drink 500 more. Well, thanks for the update, Laura.
Is that a cry for help or is that a request?
I'm pretty sure that's that. The request for that Hort tune, ain't it? All right, Laura, you got it. Coming up next. Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request this morning from Laura Rhodes Lee out of Woodruff, South Carolina. Here's your song, Laura.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be down in Daytona once again. When I get up, well, I know I'm gonna be the boy who's in some serious pain. I've been tore up, and I know I'm gonna be the boy who gets tore up again. It's a rough one, but I know I'd rather be here in the infield with all my rowdy friends. 'Cause we just drove 500 miles, and we would drive 500 more just to watch Dale Jr. drive 500 miles and blow off all their doors. Well, we closed up. Yeah, we closed up for the week, and we headed right on down the interstate. 'Cause it's speed week. Ain't nowhere we'd rather be than rocking in Daytona, man, it's great. If we get drunk, which you know we're gonna be the drunkest SOBs in town. Getting locked up, it's a possibility, but we ain't the only ones that's going down. 'Cause we just drank 500 beers and we might drink 500 more. Gonna be a big 500 party like you never seen before. Boogity boogity boo. man, my headache's coming back. Well, I threw up, feeling puny as could be. I laid there on the ground beside the pickup truck. When I woke up, I was soaking wet with rain, and I felt like I was finally out of luck. Then I got up, and I had a bite to eat, and I started feeling better mighty fast. It quit raining, and the sun began to shine, and I said, boys, I think it's time to kick some ass. I believe it's time to kick a little. Cause we just drove 500 miles and we would drive 500 more just to watch Dale Jr. win just like he did back in 2004.
That's a good
morning. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio. Sometime to get a chance, we hope every day you make your daily visit to thebigshow.com. Get home, sit back, relax. Check out the video today. Everything you need to know about women in 30 seconds. Speaking of women, it's Bridezilla season. A woman who's going to be the maid of honor in her friend's August wedding took to Reddit to share that the bride told her she couldn't bring her husband to the wedding because he's too short.
What?
Apparently, because the maid of honor's husband is shorter than she is, the bride thought it would look weird in pictures. Naturally, the woman told her friend that she wasn't going to go to the wedding if her husband wasn't invited. She said the bride told her that she was counting on her to be the maid of honor and that she couldn't do this to her. It is either me and my husband or none of us. Believe it or not, the maid of honor wanted to know if she was being the jerk in that situation.
Here's the interesting thing. I bet the husband's going, oh, please don't make me go. It's fine, really.
I never liked this friend. I never liked her.
I can't stand her anyway. Yeah, please. I'm not offended at all. I'm relieved.
If she changed her mind now, I mean, why would it? Oh, it'd be a tough day for him.
Can't you just do like we do when we do pictures? Get him an apple crate to stand
on. Right, right.
That's working for
that'd
Billy.
Be great. Yeah.
You're blowing his secret identity, man.
Or just the forced perspective stuff, like move Hanson 10 feet closer to the camera.
Right, we've done that. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
I mean, she doesn't have enough money for, like, guests. She just thinks that one's too short for him.
It would throw the symmetric off on the pictures. Yeah.
Her husband's going, honey, really, it's fine, please.
Yes, I know.
Please. I don't care about the ceremony. My pictures need to matter. I just want my pictures.
Biller's daughter, Haley, got married recently, and she invited me to the wedding. Of course, invited us all to the wedding. And I called her and said, look, I love you. I really do. But I hate weddings. I've been to 10,000 weddings.
I didn't want to be there.
Right.
So he wins.
So she understood.
All right. Just
well, you were too short anyway. Yeah. So it worked out great.
All right. We all be careful out there. Try to act like you got some smarts. All right, Bill. Let's get out of here, buddy.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once. Play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animate.com.
Y'all, hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll be back to kick your Friday off on tomorrow. Yeah, we love you and we mean it.
K.
Congratulations. Your DiMaggio-like streak for saying nothing even remotely interesting is still alive and well.